called me around 13 hours. They're able to make it for the show today. They're traveling from Nakonde to Lusaka. They had a breakdown in Mkushi. So in all fairness, I think we had to postpone the interview to tomorrow at 17:40. So instead of confirming and not showing up, we just had to cancel the interview in good faith, of course. And it's a bit hard between hours before the show to bring in someone on raid. Actually tried it, but it was a bit hard. Coming up the news, then we'll be together. Still have the music, though. I'm still taking you back some of those local songs that I've been listening to. And we can bet. You haven't listened to what's coming up between 18 and 19.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turned 25. A celebration of Social Security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Voice News, the Global Link.
Governance expert concerned over rush to table bills in Parliament. Government assures diplomatic course of peaceful 2026 elections and business continuity. And South Africa condemns fake videos of alleged xenophobic attacks. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over the number of bills being tabled in Parliament for consideration and possible enactment just weeks before the dissolution of Parliament. In the past 3 weeks, the government has proposed several bills for debate in Parliament, among them the CCTV bill. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda questioned why the UPND government is rushing to enact the bills only a few months before the general elections, a move he says is raising suspicion among members of the public. Mr. Mianda noted that 2 weeks is not enough time for members of parliament, MPs, to adequately read and fully understand all the bills being presented before them. He warned that this could result in lawmakers either supporting or rejecting legislation without fully appreciating its implications on citizens. One would wonder why the government did not think of proposing these bills earlier. Why must it be now, when Parliament is about to be dissolved? Questioned Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda further reminded the government that constitutional amendments are made for the people of Zambia and not for the government alone. He therefore called for wider consultations before the enactment of the proposed bills in order to avoid a backlash similar to the one experienced with Bill 7. He has since urged the government to prioritize bills that are critical to the electoral process ahead of the general elections.
Looking at these bills, I think they need for members of parliament to have enough time to read it through so they can understand the contents and how that can actually be applied in people's lives. Because, you know, the constitution, that should be a people-driven constitution, and it is made for the Zambian people who are supposed to be consulted in the first place. But then it's like we are kept blind. Why am I saying so? Because we don't seem to know much about the views that are tabled in Parliament.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has commended government for enacting the free education policy into law. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says this development is progressive and in line with the dictates of Sustainable Development Goal No. 4, Zambia's Vision 2030 and the 8th National Development Plan. Dr. Chansa, however, says having this law without increased investment in the sector will not give Zambia the much-needed quality education if the free education policy is to yield its intended policy. We hold a view that having free education with overcrowded classes, inadequate desks and frustrated teachers will mean nothing to the country, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa emphasized that having free education without computers in majority schools, without electricity, without science laboratories, and without workshops for vocational training will just be an academic exercise. Dr. Chansa has called upon all Zambians to join this crusade for quality education in Zambia, urging them to reject quantity education as it is a hindrance to the development of the country.
What would be very, very key more than ever will be investments into the sector, especially the public education sector. We need more funding to the sector so that we don't have overcrowded classes, we don't have inadequate desks, computers. Currently, these are actually affecting attainment of quality education in our country. And having free education as a law with frustrated teachers, no computers, no laboratories, no internet, no electricity will mean nothing to this country.
Government has assured the African diplomatic cause of a peaceful, transparent and credible electoral process ahead of the August 2026 general elections, while reaffirming its commitment to regional cooperation, economic diplomacy and peace building across Africa. Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Princess Kasune, says Zambia remains committed to democratic governance and peaceful transitions of power, citing the country's electoral history since the return to multi-party democracy in 1991. Speaking when she addressed diplomats accredited to Zambia in Lusaka today, Ms. Kasune said government values the role played by foreign envoys in strengthening bilateral and multilateral relations. Ms. Kasune emphasized that Zambia will continue promoting diplomacy, dialogue, good governance and the rule of law, including increased participation of women, youths and differently abled persons in electoral processes. She also reiterated Zambia's focus on economic diplomacy as a key pillar of Zambia's foreign policy. Ms. Kasune said government is prioritizing economic diversification, investment promotion and stronger trade relations with cooperating partners. She also assured the diplomatic community and investors of uninterrupted business operations before, during and after the 2026 elections, especially following the approval of the country's 24-hour economy policy. Ms. Kasune further welcomed international election observer missions, wishing to monitor the elections, stating that observer participation will enhance transparency and credibility throughout the electoral process. Zambia remains committed to supporting and observing elections on the African continent through observer missions under the African Union, SADC and other multilateral frameworks, said Ms. Kasune. Meanwhile, the minister announced measures aimed at improving services for diplomats, stating that the ministry now hosts officers from the Immigration Department every Tuesday and Thursday to facilitate the issuance of permits for members of the diplomatic corps. She acknowledged concerns raised by diplomats regarding appointments and assured them that efforts were underway to address the challenges and improve service delivery.
We are actively engaging our cooperating partners and all of you to position Zambia as a competitive hub for sustainable business, trade and investment. Therefore, free, fair and credible elections remain fundamental to this vision. They provide the sustainability and indeed the predictability necessary to sustain investors' confidence and drive inclusive economic growth.
Works to modernize the Kafue roundabout have taken shape, marking significant progress.